Hello, welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
She's Jewish, a woman, a millennial, and she supports Donald Trump for president. That's how Lena Epstein introduced herself in a recent opinion piece she wrote for the Washington Examiner. Lena Epstein is the third-generation owner and general manager of Vesco Oil, based in Southfield. And she's one of five Michigan co-chairs of the Trump campaign, and she is with us now. Lena, welcome to Stateside.
Cindy, thank you so much for having me.
Tell me, when did you decide that you were casting your support to Donald Trump?
I was one of the early supporters when there were 17, 18 candidates on the stage vying for that one nomination. I was probably amongst my GOP peers, if not the earliest supporter, one of the top 10 earliest supporters that I know. I've been a Trump fan all along. For me, he's been the only option.
And why is that?
Donald Trump is the candidate of change. And he is the candidate of honesty, of candor, of relentless positivity, dare I quote our governor. He is going to make the next 8 years different. He is going to protect our borders. He is going to fight ISIS. He is going to protect Israel and reinvigorate America's education system in a way that no other candidate had a chance of doing. This is somebody that has made such great things in his life. He has proven time and time again to be a warrior and a hero, even when he's perceived incorrectly. I'm proud to support him, and I'm even prouder that there are institutions like your organization that want to hear about this.
What has it been like for you, Lena, especially in these recent months when you introduce yourself as a Trump supporter?
It's been very interesting. As a Jewish woman, we had the high holidays last week, and I was at Temple and in services. And it was very clear how polarizing amongst the Jewish community Donald Trump is. Those that care very much about Israel love Donald Trump, because they know that he will protect the Middle East and make the world more secure overall. And then there are those Jewish people who are more concerned about social issues, less concerned about the economy and America's security, and they came right up to me and told me that they were mad at me. And of course, being a woman, I'm one of two female co-chairs for the Trump campaign for Michigan. It's been a media onslaught. Every angle of the media has wanted to ask me, Lena, why do you support him? How, as a woman, can you still support him? And can I tell you my answer, Cindy?
Yeah, I want to hear your answer. Absolutely, Lena.
My answer is Donald Trump has made mistakes in the past. He has said inappropriate things. He has been rude. He has been disrespectful. I have never, ever apologized for him. I've never made excuses for him. But I am not judging my presidential candidate of choice based on that type of inappropriate behavior. I see that as limited in scope, and I look at the bigger issues in determining how I vote on November 8th. In other words, he can say something inappropriate about women, but what I care about most of all, will the economy grow? Will we be safe? Will America have a future? Donald Trump is Donald Trump. Would I want him to be my children's Sunday school teacher? Probably not. Would I want him to be president of the United States? Cindy, you better believe it.
When we hear the Access Hollywood bus tape, and we hear women stepping forward with allegations of sexual abuse and misbehavior, does that not tell us something about the essence of this person, the character of this person?
I think it tells us an essence of the media. You know, first of all, when you use the word allegation, that's exactly what it is. It's an allegation. It's not been proven in a court of law. I think we need to remember that. And I think it's also important to remember, and I'm looking at some data in front of me, that the coverage of Donald Trump's comments compared to the coverage of Hillary Clinton's inappropriate comments are 10 to 1. And so it makes it impossible to move beyond a weak moment, an inappropriate moment, to look at the bigger issues. And so I don't think that it is a comment on him as a person. When you look at the family that he's made, the businesses that he has made and grown, the things that he has done, the charitable interests that he's had in this world, this is a good man. This is a good, fine man. And you know what? he does sometimes put his foot in his mouth. And it's made my job very, very difficult over the last week trying to explain why I support, but I am steadfast. I think a lot about what women want, Cindy. And it is hurtful, and it can be offensive to hear Donald Trump say something inappropriate about a young girl or be rude or insensitive, and nobody wants to hear that. And nobody from the campaign, by the way, has ever pardoned it in any way, including Donald Trump, who apologized himself. But women, including myself, we want to know that our homes are secure, that our country is secure, that our husbands and ourselves, that we will have employment, that our schools will be safe, that we will be able to protect our families, that we don't have to face, God forbid, another war. These are the things that women care about. We want to know that we can band together as a community. We want to know that we can unite together. This divisiveness that has been the case between the Democrats and the Republicans scares every woman. I don't care what side of the aisle. But I think there's a lot of women's issues that are coming out in this campaign. One thing that has not been advertised, Donald Trump has made it clear that if he becomes president, he is going to enact and try to put into law much, much more freedom and flexibility for women in the workplace, more financial flexibility, more time flexibility, greater access to good child care on the job. These are a lot of things that the liberal media truly has not covered, and it makes me very, very sad.
I will say this, though. Mr. Trump has had, Lena, a lot of media coverage right from the beginning of his campaign, going right back to the announcement of his candidacy, June 16th, 2015. A lot of his rallies completely covered. I remember watching the live stream of his Birch Run rally, which was his first appearance in Michigan. One question that does seem to persist is he is saying, I'm going to do great things in trade and our national defense in terms of taxes, on and on. Many people aren't hearing how. I mean, what do you hear that goes beyond the bumper sticker slogan, you're going to get tired of winning? The question is how. We don't hear details.
Sure. Well, at a rally, Mr. Trump is not going to get into details. Amongst his advisors, he is going to get into details. And if the American people demands further details, it is my belief that Mr. Trump will offer those.
I think the American people do want details, especially. You know, like, for example, the ISIS plan. I'm not saying anything. But don't people really deserve to know what they're buying when they walk in on Election Day?
I think when we elect a president, we elect him based on his past, based on his reputation, based on what he's already proven. I don't want to know Donald Trump's private plan with his most confidential advisors on ISIS. I don't want to know that, because if I know that, that means that ISIS knows that, and they're going to react. It's the phenomenon when something terrible is happening, and then the media knows, and then everybody knows, and all of a sudden there's no security. There are certain things that I certainly, as a woman, a citizen, an American, wouldn't want to know, and I want to leave that in the hands of my president.
Lena, we know Michigan's Republican Party is certainly having its issues. We just saw state GOP leader Wendy Lynn Day, the grassroots vice chair, losing her party position because she refuses to back Donald Trump. And we hear him talking about the election is rigged, so we're setting up what some feel are some alarming statements prior to the election. What lasting impact do you think this campaign will have on Michigan's Republican Party?
I think it's a great question, Cindy. I was with Wendy on a TV show last week. Wendy and I are friends, and I feel for her. You know, it's a very tough situation. Ronna Romney McDaniels is another dear friend of mine. I'm friends with both of them. And Ronna had to do what Ronna had to do, and I stand behind her, and I feel for everybody involved. The Michigan Republican Party is struggled, but so is every Republican Party, and so is every Democratic Party, for that matter, between Bernie and Hillary and everything that transpired there. This particular election, I'm 35 years old, so I've only been involved in a handful, but in my lifetime, and I remember being in elementary school talking about why I wanted George Bush for president. And I've never in my life experienced such divide, such chaos, such disruption. And as I think about being a parent one day, I wonder, is this what will it be like to raise a child in this world when people are afraid to put a Trump sign on their lawn or a Hillary sign on their lawn for fear of wrath and bad behavior from neighbors. I'm very, very concerned. What does this mean for our country? It's an issue far, far greater than the Michigan Republican Party. The Michigan Republican Party is strong. We are large. We are well-funded. We are growing. We're going to make it. Not only are we going to make it, we're going to survive and thrive. I see our biggest challenge is the liberal media. I mentioned this earlier to you, Cindy, our number one challenge going forward is the liberal media.
Lynn Epstein is the Michigan co-chair of the Trump campaign, and is she introduced herself in her piece for the Washington Examiner, Jewish woman and a millennial supporting Donald Trump for president. Lynn Epstein, it was great to talk with you, and we want to thank you for being with us and sharing your views with us on Stateside.
Cindy, thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.